As we gather on the 10th anniversary of the events of September 11th, 2001, many have been reflecting on what the last decade means, can mean, and will mean. Racial justice activist Renku Sen reflects on the way that the stories that we tell shape our understanding, and she notes that we do not all tell the same story. She ends her reflection with these words. This is the lesson of 9/11 for me. I can't call myself a person who values inclusion and compassion and then pick and choose whom I accept. I can disagree, but I can't disown. Not if I want to build a nation that accepts rather than rejects, that constructs rather than destroys, that frees rather than enslaves. In such a nation, everyone needs to feel they belong. Everyone reacts to the loss of that belonging, and everyone needs to feel its renewal when things change, as they always must. Every story has a sequel, shaped by our interpretation of the past. There is a 9/11 story in which we belong to each other. That's the one I'll be telling as we move into the next decade. End quote.
Here's where we gather.
in the fall of 1980. There was a gathering of Unitarian Universalist women in East Lansing, Michigan. It was a weekend of workshops and discussions and celebrations, and as part of their opening ceremony, there was a joining of the waters. One woman went forward with water she had collected from the Pacific Ocean that was near her home. Another woman poured water from the Mississippi River. Another brought water from the Hudson Bay. Another from the Gulf of Mexico. From the many directions they had all come, this water was gathered. With great ceremony and flourish, the fresh and salt water was combined into a large bowl. And so a ritual began, perhaps a uniquely Unitarian Universalist ritual. For today's service, we have adapted pieces from services used in the past by other Unitarian Universalist congregations, and I offer my thanks to those congregations and those ministers. In the 30 years since that first gathering, services like this one have begun to happen all across the United States and Canada in Unitarian Universalist congregations. A survey a few years back found that 70% of Unitarian Universalist congregations hold such a ceremony. The appeal of the ceremony, which is called a water service or a water communion or a gathering of the waters in various places, the appeal is simple. Everyone can take part. The act draws us toward one of the basic elements of life, water. Water is common, it is powerful, it connects us each to all. This is a plain ceremony that says that all can participate, all can take part, all have something to contribute. This is a small ritual that can only happen if you are willing to contribute. And each person's contribution is welcome. Each splash of water makes the whole richer. Each journey recognized makes our lives together more full. Now, we've all traveled this summer, no matter if our bodies stayed here in Central Florida or if they've been hurled across the planet in planes and cars and trains. We know and travel in a variety of geographies. There are the geographies that we're most familiar with, destinations of the east and west and north and south, the physical world. That's an easy geography to decipher, to understand, and to talk about. But there are other destinations of the heart and spirit. New beginnings blessedly upon us, places that feel like the east with the dawn rising. There are places of strength and energy that are like the south, with a full summer sun feeding them and giving them power. There are places of the spirit and the heart that are like a time of harvest and journey's end. Places like the west as the brilliant sun slides behind the horizon. And there are places in our hearts that are northern in feel and mood, the sense of winter, of wisdom and gentle darkness in which we can rest and be nurtured. The insert in your order of service shows you the different directions if you need to refer to them. Because today we'll be joining our water according to the four directions. The first water that we pour into our bowl is the water that remains from last year's gathering of the waters. It represents the congregation that was, that leads to this one. We've used it in our ceremonies of child dedication throughout the year. And now we use it to ground us in the congregation that we were, even as today we move forward, bringing our new stories to create the community that will be. We have one other special addition before we open up. When we think of people in need, we often think of people's need for shelter and food and health care, we do not usually think of water. Yet we are becoming increasingly aware of how important it is for everyone to have access to water, safe water, affordable water. Recently, Unitarian Universalists in California have been on the verge of winning a historic legislative campaign for the human right to water.
This container, empty of water, reminds us of all who lack access to safe and affordable water.
We stand in solidarity with Unitarian Universalists in California who are calling for the human right to water.
And now we direct our attention to the East. Rachel will share a reading.
It begins with only the faintest glow, a whisper. It grows until it cannot be denied, the breaking dawn. This is the time of new beginning. This is the moment of birth. Every morning, as awareness awakens, every spring, as life returns, this is the gift of the East, the chance to begin again.
We call on the waters of the East, the waters of sunrise and fresh beginnings, the Atlantic Ocean and the waters and lakes and streams of the lands beyond. We call on the waters that have nourished young plants. We call on the waters of new green life. We call on the waters of courage and inspiration that allow us to begin again. We call on the waters of springtime and freshness. At this time, bring forward the waters of the East. Now let us direct our attention to the South. Christine will share a reading.
The brightness, the heat, the energy, the full sun of the day, the brightness of noon, the intensity of summer. This is the opportunity for full vision. This is the source of our strength. This is the time for commitment. This is the gift of the South, that we may know our full power.
We call forth the waters of the South, waters of summer and fullness. From Lake Okeechobee and the Everglades, the Caribbean, from the Amazon and the Antarctic. Bring waters of power and intense energy that drive us forward, help us grow, fill us with light and love. We call on all the waters of the heat of the day, the precious and often spare waters of summer and brown landscapes. We call on the water that calms the parched mouth, that revive the burned spirits, that power us on. At this time, bring forward waters of the South. And now let us direct our attention to the West as Rachel shares a reading.
The sun sinks beyond the horizon in a glorious blaze of color, a montage of all that has been. The setting sun, the cool of the evening, the turning season, the autumn harvest. This is a time for reflection, for contemplation, for retirement, for review. This is the gift of the West, that we may honor and recognize the fullness of life.
We call upon the waters of the West, waters of harvest and sunset, waters of the Gulf of Mexico, of the Pacific Ocean. Bring the sweat of harvest times, the waters of times of completion. Bring the cooling waters of autumn, rust-colored and peaceful. At this time, bring forward the waters of the West. And now, let us direct our attention to the North as Christine shares a reading.
In the darkness of the night, in the coolness of the winter, we take time for rest and renewal. This time for rest, for sleep, for hibernation, this chance to be restored and refreshed nourishes us, prepares us for the mystery and unknowing that life will bring. This is the gift of the North, that we may be rejuvenated for the onward journey.
Bring the waters of the North, the waters of winter, of rest and renewal, waters of quiet and peacefulness, and waters of the grace of the world. Bring the waters of the Great Lakes and from the Arctic Ocean. Bring waters of times of preparation, of becoming ready for that which comes further along. Bring waters of the night of rest. Bring waters of the peace that comes without bidding, the peace that touches our hearts and renews our spirits. This time, bring forward the waters of the North. Blessed be these waters gathered from near and far. Blessed be the hands that have gathered these waters and poured them out. Blessed be the sharing of our lives and our stories that make this community of faith a fount of living water for all who choose to come here. Blessed be those whose lives are touched by these waters that their thirst may be quenched. Blessed be those whose lives are like flowing springs, who bring refreshment to those who are parched. Blessed be this community of memory and hope, which in its coming together and in its sharing of joy and sorrow, struggle and triumph, blesses all who come here and makes these waters holy. Blessed be, and amen. And now I'd like to invite you to a time of guided meditation. I'd like you to imagine that you are water. Feel it in your fingertips and your toes, in your neck, in your belly. Listen, feel it. Our lives flow together to create this community. We come together in worship. We come together in religious education classes. We come together to work to make our world a better place. We flow together, and yet we are not all the same. If you have not yet closed your eyes, you might like to do that. If you were water, what would you be? If you were water, what would you be today? Would you be a slow, lazy river drifting along? Or would you be rushing rapids? Would you be the little pool that forms at the end of the bend where the little fish gather under low-hanging branches? Or would you be a mountain stream skipping merrily along? Would you be gentle rain? Or perhaps a torrential storm accompanied by great booms of thunder? What would you be if you were water? Tears or sweat or a tall drink of cool water on a hot day? An irrigation system in a thirsty field, or a gentle morning mist? A placid lake breaking waves, a waterfall creating rainbows that sparkle in the sun? So many ways to be. Perhaps, like water, you take on different forms at different times. Ever flowing, ever changing. So many ways to be. We flow together, we ebb, we flow, and together we create this great and magnificent oneness of which we are all a part. May it be so.